Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Tola Talks with Rich Tola, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Rich Tola, and thanks for tuning in to my 21st century talk for a no bullshit world. Yeah, well, that's because it's all about keeping it real and cutting through the nonsense, right, Melissa?
Absolutely.
Wait till you check this out. We got a great show planned for you today. Melissa Chatain, LA-based stylist, fashionista extraordinaire.
Oh, thank you. I love that intro. That's hot.
Yeah, I do. I know her well. We're gonna be chatting with her, but she's got a cool personality, so I'm like, let's bring her on when the show starts. And so she's kind of going to be guest host here, and we're going to get into her story and all sorts of good stuff about fashion and how to definitely improve your life a little bit later. And if you want to check out yesterday's show, remember Troy and I critiqued Gone Girl. That's Movie Mondays. So check it out in the archives. latalkradio.com/tola.php. Have some fun with that one. And so today's Top 10 Tuesday, Melissa.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, Top 10 Tuesday. So we're going to definitely be talking fashion, but check it out. I'm taking a page, maybe even taking a whole section from the LA Weekly's latest Best of LA 2014.
Ah.
Yeah, did you see that?
No, I haven't yet.
Check it out right there. See, it's on the desk there. I brought the magazine in. Give a shout out to Sarah and the gang over at This is a Cool Magazine, if you're not reading it, LA Weekly. And this is a good one, pretty thick one. And I'm going to be looking at the shopping and services section, and we're going to pick out 10 from there. That sounds pretty cool, right?
Oh, I love that.
Keeping with our theme. And then, if you want to get your laugh on, we're going to be laughing today, but you can get your laugh on tomorrow. Hilarious East Coast comic. I actually saw her live and really liked her. Shannon D. Lewis is going to be here tomorrow. So we're going to Wacky Wednesdays. You know, we were doing Wellness Wednesdays, Melissa. You know, I got a little, fitness background, but we're going wacky.
You know what? Wednesdays is hump day. You got to go crazy.
Got to go. I like that. Got to go crazy on hump day. And speaking of humps, that's our segue to go around the globe for top news story. We're going to have some fun here, right? She's laughing, right? You know, we just introduced those. They're called transitions.
And I like that. That's
you
good.
You like that, right?
Everyone needs them.
Everybody needs transitions. Absolutely. In their life. And we're going to talk about that. You helped me transition more than once. So here we go. And we name these stories, as you guys know. This one's called Forget About It. Well, that's my Italian roots. Check it out. This guy's got to forget about it. It's an American explorer who claimed, right, that he found the lost, long lost, Christopher Columbus flagship, Santa Maria. Did you hear about this?
No.
Okay. All right. This is back in May. Barry Clifford made the headlines. He's an underwater explorer. He found a shipwreck on a reef off Haiti. Now, we know
I'm Haitian.
You're Haitian?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Well, this kind of goes back to your roots. Check it out. You know, Columbus did, he landed in the Caribbean, but we'll talk about that. But that was his first voyage to America. It went down in 1492, right? We kind of know the story there. But yeah, a group of UN experts, right? This is a team from the cultural agency, UNESCO. They said in a report yesterday that they found bronze or copper fasteners, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, those are only used, bronze and copper, in 17th and 18th century shipbuilding. So, problem there. Ships were, covered in copper. So the thing is, they said before that it was only wood or iron. So how can it be, right? This thing was back in 1490. So anyway, all the experts believe it. They say contemporary account, including Columbus's own journal, it puts it too far from the shore, they say, for the Santa Maria. Because it's a 500-year-old mystery. But you know the whole story about Christopher Columbus?
Oh, yes, I do. He came in, he and took all these people captive and claimed that he found it.
And claimed that he found it.
But you're Italian, so you probably love him.
Well, they talk about it, but he set, check it out. He set sail from Spain in August of 1492.
Ah, right? Was just there.
Yep. You were. Yes. That's right. We're going to talk about that. It must have been awesome.
Amazing.
Spain. And a sponsorship from King Ferdinand II and Queen Isabella I, right? They sponsored him basically to go westward, route to China, India, Golden Spice Islands of the East. But then October 1492, he stumbled upon this island in the Caribbean. Yeah.
Haiti.
Haiti. Well, they first called it Hispaniola, and then they split it into Haiti and the Dominican Republic. So he really didn't discover America. You know, that's what they all say. Or maybe he did later.
Yeah.
But Columbus, and he had a fort in Haiti. But they said that the Santa Maria, it ran aground accidentally once it was, but they already been there. And Columbus ended up returning with the two ships, right? The Nina and the Pinta.
Yeah.
He did that in January of 1493.
That's interesting. Look at that. Fun fact of the day.
Yeah.
If this was ever on Jeopardy, I would be like, I know.
You're going to know that. You're going to say, wait a minute. And then, yeah, they never found it. I guess it's worth a lot, but you know, it was their flagship. So what do you think? They had all their jewels in there, right?
Definitely.
And all the nice clothes were in there.
All the nice rags.
All the rags. We're going to talk about rags. All right. This number two story is called Strange But True. This is sometimes you go around the globe strange but true, but this is kind of sad, called the Unlucky 11. This I just read about. A lightning strike. One strike killed 11 members of an indigenous tribe in northern Colombia. This was yesterday, right? It was basically during an electrical storm in the early morning, and they were doing an early morning ritual.
Which was?
Well, 3 a.m., the villagers gathered in the ceremonious hut to discuss, quote, problems the community was having. That's all they said, the problems the community. So who knows what the problems the community was having, maybe with...
I think that's vengeance from God.
Yeah, like, what was all that about? But check this out. This guy, Bernardo Gil Muscoti, okay, this is the community. It's called the Wiwa, W-I-W-A community. He stepped out, quote, for a drink. Now, 3 a.m, I don't know if you're going for, but whatever they're going for. Now, this is some remote area in the Sierra Nevada mountains. So he stepped out for a drink, came back, the hut was on fire. Said men screaming, 11 dead. They had to airlift 13 other people for treatment.
Wow.
That's wild stuff, isn't it? That's very sad. And you think, why did they 3 a.m.?
Stepped out for a drink. I don't believe his alibi. Who else saw him? He set fire himself. Boom.
This guy. Oh, my. Wow.
Think about it.
Look at you. Woo. Detective.
Dun-dun.
We had a novelist on here, Nora Miller. She's got the detective mystery out there. Maybe you should be looking into that.
Maybe.
Your next calling. Speaking of calling or falling, don't fall over on this one, or calling it don't look down. This is kind of cool. Been here. You've been to Paris?
Yes, I have, when I was younger.
Most notably known as the City of Light.
Yes.
Yeah, I was there. I was actually on Champs-Élysées.
Oh, yes, I did too.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And the Eiffel Tower. We're talking about this because what's going on? Paris is now trying to be the City of Fright. Well, not really. After the Eiffel Tower unveiled
a new glass floor.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, no. Here we go. Gloves are coming off already. Wait till we hear more stories. They put a transparent walkway. Yeah, check it out. Dramatic views, 187 feet drop. It's a 125-year-old landmark, right?
Yeah.
And the Paris mayor, Anne Hidalgo, she opened this new attraction saying it would bring back some magic to a city that's been criticized for disappointing its foreign visitors.
Well, because they're rude.
They're rude.
But, you know, that seems like what they did at the Sears Tower. They put in a plate so everyone can see you down below. It's
Willis
coppering
Tower
Chicago.
Now.
No, it's always Sears Tower.
I know. I was going to say that. Chicago's Willis Tower.
No,
Skydeck.
Well, doesn't
guess
even
what? It's always Sears.
Always Sears Tower.
I know.
And it's always Comiskey Park.
Of course. And, you know, the Grand Canyon did it. They put a skywalk.
Oh.
That's kind of like all the rage. But, you know, the mayor is definitely trying to reinvent. It says reinvent their city without ruining our history. I think that's pretty cool.
No, I think, hey, you got to try whatever.
Yeah, all sorts of selfies. Everybody's like, you know, now it's the
latest
craze.
I'm selfing right now.
You are.
I am. I'm selfing right now. I'm like, hey.
Hey, well, that's what they're doing on this glass. Yeah, it's a series of glass. It's kind of cool. It kind of like sounds interesting to me. But I've been up there. It's part of a $38.4 million renovation to the tower, right? First floor shops, restaurants, museum. It gives you a much better view of the city.
I like it.
I like it.
I love Paris. It's beautiful. So,
yeah. Did you know how that came about? Gustave Eiffel or Gustave Eiffel?
No, Rich.
Okay.
Do tell
us.
Wow.
I got to throw these facts out. I like facts. We're going to get into some facts. Now, in 1889, as part of a universal exposition, right, celebrating the centenary of the French Revolution. And they built the tallest building in the world until the Chrysler Building in 1930 overtook it. Pretty cool.
Wow.
Now, that temporary, it was like they thought this was going to be a temporary attraction, the Eiffel Tower, and they kept it, never looked back. I guess now you can't look down. You'll be frightened looking down. Well, on that note, let's look to the future.
Oh.
Now, this one, now we do this every day. It's called a GIST Award, or Get Your Shit Together Award.
Ooh.
This goes out to, well, could be anybody. The Palin family, when there was a brawl that broke out, they got it, the award. A lot of bozos get the award for, I would say, alcohol, drug-induced stupors that make them do stupid things.
You mean
things.
Like Lindsay?
Like Lindsay, but, you know, she hasn't
like
made
Amanda.
It yet. Yeah, but I don't think they've made it yet. Has it been anything recent that I'm missing here in the last couple of
weeks? Well, she actually opened up, what is it? David Mamet's play in London, Speed the Plow. She's getting her shit together,
oh.
And she's getting back on stage performing.
Hey,
so.
we usually don't go in that direction, but I like that the positive note, because these are kind of people who do dopey things and mostly athletes. This guy's another professional athlete in the NFL, fortunately, a Miami Dolphins defensive lineman. Now, this was sort of like, he could have avoided this. I don't know what the hell this guy was thinking, but Derek Shelby, he's got to get his shit together because he was arrested by police. Check it out. He used a stun gun on him 3 times.
Wow, big dude.
To take this guy down. Yeah, he said, because he took an aggressive fighting stance. Well, aside from resisting arrest, but Shelby's 25-year-old guy, right? Third season with the team. He was in Fort Lauderdale at a dance club, of course.
Ugh, okay. Fort Lauderdale.
I've been there.
It sucks.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to go to Florida, you got to go to Miami.
No, you got to go to Miami.
I know. You're not doing a lot of
Fort
shopping.
Fort Lauderdale is like tube tops and ankle jeans.
Uh-huh. Ankle jeans. Oh, no. We're going to talk about jeans later. But so you don't go to Fort Lauderdale a lot to shop for your clients?
No.
Wouldn't be caught there. This guy, Shelby, was charged with resisting arrest, but it's without violence. And, well, he was trespassing. He was standing in the middle of the street. But check it out. It was a $100 bond for this guy. But he had a mugshot. He was all bloodied up, injury to his lip and cheek. And he does maintain his innocence. And the Dolphins say that they had to suspend him. He's a black man.
Typical. I'm black, but it's okay. Your listeners don't know that. I just was like, well, why put yourself in that situation in the first place?
Well,
he's a defensive lineman. His job is to stand tall and
exactly.
hold down, and now he gets busted for it.
What he got busted for was touching females at a location without their permission. That's what he got busted for.
You give me the rest of the story.
You got to hear the whole story.
It's called pussy control. He couldn't help himself.
He was boozed up, I'm sure. They removed him from the club. The police officer told him several times he was standing in the roadway, obstructing the entrance to the club, right? This early Saturday, security guards, you know, they basically didn't know what the hell to do with this guy, but it definitely seemed like he put up a little fuss going down.
Once he's dropped from the NFL, he'll be a great doorman.
Yeah. Right. Nothing's going to get by him except ladies beware.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know. I don't. Well, that's our Get Your Shit Together award, Mr. Shelby, because, you know, it's all about getting your shit together in every area of your life. It's all good stuff. You know, you can tweak it here or there. Sometimes, like with you, got to get your shit together. I mean, I did when I came to fashion.
I
had
do
to get
this
rid of the
clients.
Old.
The old.
Ooh, you come
Speaking
through like
jeans.
A tornado. She comes through. We're going to talk about this. I hired this gal, what would you say, 5 years ago?
Yeah, just about.
About 5 years ago, right? And I still had the short hair. I still had all the Wall Street clothes.
I like the short hair still.
Oh,
you know,
well,
whatever.
Okay. It's no longer the case. But no, I remember you came into that bungalow in Hollywood.
Yeah, the bungalow. Oh, and I was like, all right, let's clean this out.
Clean the house. And I didn't know my first experience. And I'm like, well, I got to get with it. Definitely had some money to go and buy new things. And I'm like, whoa, but you came through. I mean, how many bags of clothes did I give?
It's good.
It's a cleansing and you make room. It's like, you know, practicing any type of
I feel like everyone class. Needs to do that. Now is a good time this fall.
It's a great
you know,
time. And there's
out.
So many people out there that, I mean, for clothes, you know, I just give my clothes away. But, I mean, there's so many people out there need. Now, coming into the winter, there's no doubt you should be going through, right? We'll talk about it because that's what you're best at. You know, especially if you haven't worn something in a year or even a jacket that you'd spend money for. What are you doing with it buried in the closet?
Exactly. And, you know, to be honest with you, just coming from my trip from Europe, I notice Europeans live simply. They have not a lot of pieces, but they have the right key pieces. So it's like they don't have like 50 jackets like Americans. They have like one. And they make it work.
It.
And it's all about that. I know. We'll talk about
fit
one jacket. What works for you. And
yeah, we're going to talk about all that
inspiring.
Because that's a good segue into our, well, this is our theme of the day, right? We're going Top 10 Tuesdays and... Quick shot over. This one I really like. I mean, this magazine, all right? It's LA Weekly's Best of LA. Give a shout out.
Well, it's not the best because I'm not in it.
Well, I know. Well, check out how they did it. We got to ask Sarah here. Sarah Fensky. I asked her to be on the show, actually. She may be doing a call in. Hopefully you can, Sarah. But yeah, all the folks over at LA Weekly for excellent work and the fact checkers. And they have 4 fact checkers.
Hey, you got to keep it straight.
You do have to keep. I got that. Got to keep it straight. No bullshit, no fluff.
No.
Yeah. So check it out. If you pick up the magazine, it's a really thick one this time. You got mind and body. Look at the categories. Mind and body. Wait, now we're picking from just the one. This is arts and entertainment, food and drink, shopping and services. That's kind of where I plucked these 10 from. Okay. And nightlife. Yeah, I'm not much of a... You a big nightlife person?
I used to be.
Used to be. I see
you know?
That.
I used to be. Now it's all about experience. I'd rather have a nice dinner and a couple drinks than go crazy. I can't tell you the last time I've been in a club.
No. You don't
Except
do that.
In Europe.
In Europe. Did you stand in line?
No, I never.
Oh,
wait, in line,
wait a minute.
Ever.
You slipping them the quick 50 hundy? No,
no, I don't have to. I just strut up to the front.
Oh, I see. She does. You got the swagger, girl.
Never wait in line. Ever.
Never wait in line. No, mm-hmm. I like that. Well, you're the hot babe.
I've never
too.
Have.
You got beautiful hair.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, the hair is rocking it
thank
today.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I like it. So, yeah, for this year's Best of LA, right? So, here's what they say that they consult it, and I check these people out. Yeah. We're going to go through five of the city's preeminent, I like that word, tastemakers. Interesting. And got their take on how they'd spend the last day in LA. It's pretty cool. They said, you know, if you had to spend your last day. So I don't know if these five people contributed to what was chosen. But in any event, we're gonna go through that. And, you know, Sarah she's kind of I like that rhyme, Sarah. It's assuming the world comes to an end. What she talks about in the first paragraph, she rhymes about. It's pretty cool. But so here are these five people. Just to throw this out real quick. Sanja Rasula. She's an HGTV personality, right? And she's got this, she founded Unique USA. It's a market pop-up company where she's got 350 hand-selected designers, art, et cetera. She's got this thing called Camp up at Big Bear. So she's a fashion person. This guy, West Avila. Now, he's Gorilla Tacos. Culver City, he owns a taco truck. But lifelong Angelino, you know, he knows it. He's got best taco truck, actually. And Cristela Alonso, she's a star of a new one, ABC comedy. I didn't hear this, called Cristela Alonso. She must be pretty interesting.
Apparently
so. And Z Broad, he's a co-owner of Cave CrossFit, adrenaline junkie, LA native. And then the last guy is called Dumbfound Dead. Rapper, K-Town celebrity. It's kind of interesting when K-Town, which
like
is Koreatown, has their own celebrities.
I believe it.
I didn't know that. And guess what he used to do? He was a bail bondsman.
Wow. Yeah. Talk about making a life change.
Yeah, talk about that. Now
I'm sure
the guy
he saw
is
a lot of
man.
Stuff to rap about.
Yeah, K-Town. There's a lot of bars in K-Town.
No, there are.
There's a lot happening. Check it out. That's the October 1st to 9th issue. It's called Volume 36 and Issue 44. I'm pretty particular here, aren't I?
Yeah, well, you are.
Got to do it. And there's a couple of babes on the cover. These two babes. I don't know what the heck. I'm trying to figure this out. They're in Santa Monica Beach because you can see the Ferris wheel in the background, I'm assuming, right? One of them's holding like she's kind of flying in from the sky holding her top. Like it looks like her top's coming off and her glasses are falling off. I don't know. And the girl's sitting on the blanket. She's kind of looking up like WTF, what the, I'm like, it's interesting. So kind of wondering, and she's got a bottle of wine in her bag, but yeah, I would think she'd be drinking the wine, huh?
Well, you can't have exposed liquor at the beach in Santa Monica. You got to red cup it.
You got to red cup it. Ooh.
She probably was hiding it. You know what
See,
I mean?
See, they were thinking, how about that? Talk about
continuity.
You
got to talk to a professional.
You're
I mean,
a
I go to bars and clubs, but I drink on the beach in Santa Monica.
I drink on the beach. So I don't do it legally. I do it illegally.
Illegally.
I
with
like
style.
That. I like with style.
Always.
I can imagine what that blanket looks like. You got a special blanket for that? So here we go.
Actually, I do.
I'm sure you do, and you probably have the whole kit caboodle.
I do have the
whole glassware to go with it. It's probably smaller, and I know you, girl.
Hey,
you got everything.
I love those Santa Monica Beach concerts. I pack it up, and I do
really
the whole
good.
Spread and everything. Everyone knows it.
No, they're rocking it summertime. Well, here we go. Best of LA. So we're going to take I'm going to take 10 of these. These are 10 that I handpicked. There's a lot more, folks, so you want to check it out. There's tons, really. It's a pretty cool issue. Shopping and services. Number one. Now, this is in a random order here.
Okay.
I went with best vintage eyewear. Check it out. This is it's a one-car garage this guy has in Echo Park. It's called Gentleman's Breakfast. Van de la Plante. He asks you if you want a glass of scotch when you come in. I mean, he's supposed to have the glasses from the 60s, prescription, whatever, and the prices start at $150.
That's pretty amazing.
Pretty amazing.
I like it.
Yeah,
I like supporting small business.
Yeah, me too. Kind of like a hipster guy. I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number two, we have best boutique. Mm. I don't know if you know this one. Yeah. It's in DTLA. That's downtown LA.
Oh, I know downtown.
Yeah, I know. You live in downtown.
I do now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I do now. House, it's H-A-U-S of Love.
Ah.
Yeah. Two ladies, Kelly Love and Fez Fez. It's interesting. Fab. Yeah, platform for emerging designer talent, she says. It's like an avant-garde place. It hosts pop-up shops. Yeah, it does, like during the month of... you know, when they do the art walk?
Yeah.
So they pop up during
third,
the art
third,
walk.
Third Thursday, I think, of every
yeah,
month.
Yeah, of every month. Yeah, we should go check that out. I've never been there either.
Oh, it's fun.
And no, no, I mean the boutique.
Oh, the boutique. Yeah, the favorite restaurant down there, Baco Mercat.
Oh, I know.
Best place ever.
Look at you. Well, you're a DTLA gal. That's a different thing here, folks. Downtown's its own market now. It's definitely emerging. It's happened in the last couple of years.
It's a place to be.
It is. Place to be.
Place to buy.
And you'll see, I'm telling you, like, I think half of these places are DTLA. Second one, Best Designer Warehouse, DOSA, D-O-S-A.
Ah, no,
and,
I do.
Yeah, that's a 30-year-old company. It's got three levels. They're pretty wild, like very open and inspiring. And they said, that's in DTLA. They said they have a really high price point, so, and with no advertising, they're under the radar.
You
like
gotta
that.
Be.
Yeah, and they don't care.
If you know about it, then you know.
If you know, you know. And if you're not in the know, forget it. I got to hire you.
Exactly.
Because I'm lost. Well, this one, I don't know if I'd be lost for this. This is number four. I like it. Best place to buy a gift for the man who has everything. Now, you may even have a better place than this.
I know. I want to hear.
Check it out. It's called Please Do Not Enter. This place is hidden. Oh, I like this place. Hidden among the oak-paneled law firms in historic 1926 Pac Mutual Plaza Tower. You know that tower in DTLA?
No.
Holy cow. I mean, these guys, they have polished concrete, exposed brick. Now, you know.
I love not, that. That's the way to go.
Not the law firm style. Open by appointment only. And they've been open since April. Two French guys opened it.
Yeah,
and,
figures.
Yeah, they said you could buy something as little as $15 for this called paper archispecs. It's like an eyeglass, kind of like a mock of an eyeglass. Or $200,000 for a metal sculpture.
Mm.
Wow. That's wild.
That's sounds...
$200,000. So if you're going in there, you're probably dropping a cool... Man, imagine dropping a cool couple hundy because you got to find your guy something. He's got everything.
I know. Well, you know.
Who's that? Mark Cuban's girlfriend maybe or something like that?
Maybe.
Billion, all these billionaires out there.
I know.
The
but
Facebook
you know...
Zuckerberg's wife.
Ugh.
I don't. What? I mean, like, come on. She can go in there and drop
200. She can
200.
Go in there. Yeah, she could. But, you know, sometimes it's the most, I mean, I just feel like that's pretentious. I've always feel about, like, if a guy who has everything, you make him something.
Well, that, ooh, look at you. I make him something.
Yeah. Mm. I painted a piece for my
something
love
like
last
in
year.
The terms of fashion or, you know, even dinner?
Fashion, dinner, ooh. Painting. I like paintings. I like photography. I think that's a real
paintings.
Paintings. Mm. Yeah. I like to paint.
Man, did you ever do like self-nudes or anything like that?
Not yet.
That's a good idea.
There you go.
I like when
Christmas.
Women, I had a gal give me that one time. She was a photographer. She did a really nice with like a bow around her neck or something going
she
on.
She was a present.
Yeah, she gifted herself as a present. And yeah, it was very nice.
That's hot.
Nice chest.
I'm sure.
Say. Yeah. I still have
it. I wouldn't think anything less
no,
than you.
No, I mean, what are you going to do? You got to stay, you know, current. Number five over here. But now this one, I've been here. You've been to Malibu, in Malibu, Ralph's. Best place to spot a celebrity.
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on. I know.
That's
if you're
going to so
go, just
lame.
Stand on the corner of Ralph's right there. No, Mel Gibson, Julia Roberts are regulars.
I say, Malibu Country Mart. Malibu Country Mart.
I agree with that.
That's okay. Probably
yeah,
better.
I agree.
You
I
can't
totally
throw
agree
stones.
With that. So why are they throwing Ralph? Yeah, maybe Ralph's. You know, I like Ralph's
who
stuff.
Who cares about celebrity?
All right. I had to throw that in. We're in Hollywood here. Well,
I know.
We're in the Sherman Oaks neighborhood of Los Angeles.
Yes, where all the sitcom stars live.
All the stars live here. Yeah. No, it's a cool area. Not
I
too
like
far
it.
From downtown.
No.
It was like no traffic
20
today?
Minutes. No, none.
Boom.
It's
you're
20
here,
minutes.
Right
boom.
Off the highway.
Mm-hmm.
There's always freeways here. Cool. Number six. Oh, I like this. This was the best vintage store. I'm a vintage girl. Yeah. Shireen Mitchell. Supersized store, it's called. Now, Zoe Deschanel shops here.
Oh,
Jenny Bryan from Mad Men shops here.
Mm. Ah, she's fantastic. Excellent costume designer.
No, really?
Yeah.
Fashion-y. Oh, she is. So you know her.
I do. I'm a fan. I actually interviewed her.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said that it's for these fashionista, affordable fashionista
It's a good place.
Affordable, expertly selected, and racks of vintage. Check it out. Women's clothing from the 30s through the 90s.
Vintage is good. It just takes time, you know?
Takes time to you get got, there,
takes
find
time,
it.
Takes time to find what you need, and then when you does. Find it, you always need a good tailor.
Right. Because yeah. now you got to tweak it.
It's all
it.
About fit.
You got to tweak it.
Yeah.
You can't be wearing clothes that don't fit.
No.
No. Or even your baggy sweats. Get rid of them. Dump them.
Throw Everyone them needs a pair.
Everybody needs a
Everyone
pair.
Everyone has a pair of cozy sweats.
Cozy sweats hanging off your hips.
Yeah.
Well,
you know,
the problem is you see a lot of these people wearing, I mean, that's the one thing I will say.
What, Love middle LA. America?
Well, no, I'm talking LA. Love LA. There's no doubt. New York, you know, it's definitely more chill vibe. I mean, you know, I'm the jeans and t-shirt guy. You know that. But yeah, in New York, you kind of, that's not the way you go. Here, but people take it too far. They dress like slobs. You know,
oh,
they
I
can.
Know.
That's the problem. You look great all the time. You're
oh,
like dressed.
Thank
you got to look.
That's, well, that's
right?
my job. I got to.
Yeah,
be.
you got to have the image.
Yeah.
Well, then you do. You craft images too. We'll talk about that. But yeah, so let's wrap this one up. Number seven at best jewelry. This was kind of interesting. Jenny and Jim Bob. That's what it's called. They actually started a line of Matchbox necklaces. Right, as a husband and wife designer team, they sold wholesale to over 1,000 stores before they opened up their first store. And they opened one up in North Hollywood. I love North Hollywood.
Yeah, I do.
On Valentine's Day last year, right? It's like an indie jewelry store where they got everything from stand-up comedy. They do repairs. They do specialize in engagement rings, by the way. Hint,
oh,
hint.
Good. Mm. Robin, are you listening?
Mm. You need to go check some out. I think last time you were getting closer to that.
Yeah.
Huh. There you go. Hint, hint.
Hint, hint.
There you go. Jenny and Jim Bob, North Hollywood. Yeah, number eight, best nail salon. Had to get this one in. For the ladies, and then there's one for the men. Did you ever go here? Olive and June?
No. Mm. Where is it?
Well, this one is on, it's in Beverly Hills. Yeah, I think it's on Cannon. Yeah, it's, they said that you choose the fanciest polishes. Deborah Lipman.
Oh, she's fantastic.
Really?
Yeah.
Cure, K-U-R-E, you know? Okay. I don't know this. Without having to commit an entire afternoon and a whole paycheck.
Oh, good.
They say service is primo and this beautiful interior.
How much is a manicure?
You know, I didn't do the research here. But
well,
all
I
do know is this. They got 25,000 followers on Instagram.
Ooh, whoa.
We got to get them in here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, they're, well, I mean, that's kind of cool. They must be rocking it and making it more affordable than what the market is there.
Yeah, I agree.
They're in prime territory.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, for the men... Oh, don't despair, guys. Mr. Nail Lounge. Check it out. Mother and daughter team. Mastin and, well, her mom, Nana Kuchecki. Yeah, West Hollywood on Melrose, of course. That opened in April. You got espresso, beer, wine, whiskey. Check
it
out. I know
the place, yeah.
You do? Grooming with style.
You know, I brought my dad and boyfriend to a nail salon when my dad was here for a visit. And my dad's never had a manicure or pedicure in his life. I mean, he's a... Well, you know, older Haitian gentleman thinks this is the sissiest thing, and he loved it. Now he's addicted.
Oh, forget about it, guys. Oh, yeah. I don't think my father has either, but maybe he has, but I do. You got to get the I get the mani-pedi. I mean, well, I'm gonna teach yoga too. You can't be all banged up.
No.
No, and
you got pretty feet.
Ladies, I'm going to say this, you know, I'm a yoga teacher. Ladies, you know how many women I've taught?
Oh, with the nasty 10,000. Heels coming there.
Well,
and
you
got to
keep care. Got to take care of those toes. There's mani-pedis. If it's all chipped up, ladies, you got to do something about that. And got a little thing with that.
You have a foot fetish?
No, I don't have a foot fetish. I don't have foot. I hope not. No, no, it just kind of wigs me out. That's an East Coast term. Just to see,
nasty feet.
I see a lot of feet. Take care of your hands and feet. That's key. Especially if you're in the service industry, you have to treat yourself to mani-pedis.
Definitely.
No, because the water you get beat up, do it. It's well worth it. Hey, it's not that much.
No.
I love my gal. I go right down the street from where I don't go all the way to West Hollywood. I might check it out sometime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do mani-pedi day.
Well, man, that's like a whole afternoon with you. That's going to turn into something major. Well, we might
we
have to include
that. Drink some
champagne.
We get you shopped.
Well, you're going to be
up.
Drinking the champagne. I'm doing the espresso, baby.
Oh, that's
remember,
right.
I still don't, no booze over here.
Good for you.
Yeah. Well, that's an old story. You're not beating that dead horse.
No.
All right. Number nine out of these 10. Best place to find your signature scent. Yeah, this is interesting. I'm not a big cologne guy. Women, perfumes, it's all the rage, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, I like a man that smells good. You like your own scent. You like the Rich Tola.
I
kind of
have. Well, sometimes I use, there's some oil that I use here, but I'm not going to get into it. We're not going to kind of dissect me on this show. We're going to dissect you. But some people collect fragrances, right? Well, some people collect art. I guess women collect. I don't. But the scent bar. Yeah, this one is in the Fairfax District. We know that. It's probably on Beverly. You sniff and explore. They give out free samples. They got great customer service, they say. They have this Belgian brand. Ooh. L'Antichambre. Did I say that correctly? Chambre. Yeah. Shelves are lined with hard-to-find fragrances. So check it out. Scent bar. Number 10. I had to put this one in. Had to. Best Brazilian.
I'm sure you had to. It just
and I like the way this...
Your favorite thing.
My favorite thing. I had to get this quote. It may be true that there's no good way to get your pubic hair ripped out by the roots. But if it is, they said, go to Burbank. Got to get a shout out to my peeps in Burbank, to Crimson on Burbank Boulevard. Why? Here's what she does differently.
Do Misty, the honey?
No, she does the sugar.
Misty. The sugar. That's good. Yeah, that's good. Sugaring is so good for you.
Really?
So good for your skin.
Misty Gilman, right? Get your lady or your man parts sugared.
Doesn't hurt as much.
No, and it says they use all natural ingredients. It leaves
all natural
nice
sugar.
Smooth shine. No, it's
tastes delicious it for the next customer.
Yeah, I like that, ladies, especially if you're going out with me. Yeah, go to get the sugar. Check it out. Sweeten it up. Sweeten the pie. No pun intended. Pun intended. And on that note, personal stylist. Personal, you can do everything. Personal shopping, closet makeover. I mean, this gal right here, Melissa Chatain.
Ah.
Oh, you've been everywhere. I mean, I love the whole glamour. You've been to glamour.com, MSN.com, AOL Stylist, Splash News TV. Done a lot of cool stuff. So let's talk about this affordability, the style, how you can kind of get there without
breaking the bank,
losing your shirt. No. Or what's a better name?
Without breaking the bank.
There you go. Breaking
the bank.
That's
what I always say.
No, because it is important. And we'll talk a little bit about my experience. But tell us what you do, and you love what you do.
I do. I decided to work with personal clients. I started in the celebrity styling world and doing editorials and stuff. And I just felt like when I work with individual clients that are not talent, I try to help them, take their style to the next level. And I feel like I'm really helping someone. It's like a therapeutic experience. So I specialize in closet makeovers, closet cleaning, closet organization, and personal style. So someone that is new in the corporate world, needs to get out there, come to me. Someone who just got out of a relationship and needs a new makeover, come to me. It's all about renovation makeovers. So I really like helping people out.
You do. And that's right. Yeah. You got to first get out of the closet if you're in the damn quick. Get out of your own closet and stop futzing around in there. Because, really, a lot of times, take that seriously. What you do is you open your closet. I mean, that's what I did when I first met you. I had all these clothes, but, they kind of get moving to the back. I'm like, I'm not wearing this one. That's back there. That one's back there. Next thing you know, your section that you're pulling from is about 6 inches, and then you got 4 feet. Of things you're not pulling from. And guess what? I don't want to go through that because I'm not the one to tell me whether or not I should keep that, wear it, throw it away. I don't know what to do.
No. And that's where I come in. But I do offer, for everyone out there who may not be able to have access to someone like myself, I always say, if you haven't worn it, hang it up backwards in your closet. So instead of the hanger, the curved part facing you, hang it the other way for about 6 months. And if you haven't worn it, then toss it out.
It's got to go, right?
Got to go. And there are a lot of women that I work with and guys that actually have great style, but they're like, I just have all these clothes and I don't know how to style it. I have all this stuff. I don't know how to put it together. So I'm really good about putting outfits together for you and creating a lookbook and creating hey, so you want to get up in the morning and your closet is like a well-tailored boutique and you know exactly what needs to be put together. So that's what I specialize in. It's fun. I love helping people.
No, she doesn't. Let me tell you how it works firsthand, because you do. You put together the book, pictures, if you want pictures. So, no, I hired you. You came in, and I didn't really know. You're like, okay, we're going to put everything on. I mean, I had to try everything on, every piece of clothing, even went through my socks. If they were kind of just get rid of them. And it was this pile over here, this pile maybe, this pile yes. Yeah, but then hangs everything up, and you got to get your hangers. You like those cloth hangers, I know. You like the...
velvet non-slip hangers. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm.
Gave me shit for having all the wood ones. I love the wood ones.
You know, some people like the wood ones, but I think the velvet ones, I love them. There's a YouTube video about it on my blog. On my page, actually. The whole thing about making space in your closet.
Well, it starts with that. The organization starts with having order. There's no doubt. And then you do that. So you create order, but you also, you know, I definitely say you attack it and you say, this is, if it's not working, you're not using it, whatever, let's get rid of it, make room. And then once, I'll tell you, once it's sort of let go of, because, you know, from a guy's perspective, especially guys out there that come with my background, the Wall Street, you kind of had the preset clothes. I mean, I get my pants made, whatever.
White shirt, suits. Blue shirt.
it's not like you don't know what to wear. It's just that your style is sort of bland. And then coming out here, you know, after a year or two, I'm like, hey, I'm here, so let's make it work. And had to evolve. And it's an evolution, too, especially like I said, a male, he's not going to go through the closet. He'll have things in there for a couple of years. I had suits that I would never remember. I wouldn't even wear them. They didn't even fit me.
Yeah, but like, you're just keeping them.
You keep them, and you think, well, maybe I'll wear that, but where are you going to wear that to?
And once you purge, I mean, there's so many organizations. Like, one, you can always sell it, but, I mean, organizations like Dress for Success are huge. They really help people that are, you know, that don't have the money to buy things and look good as well.
So. That's this Thursday, you know. They're having an event at the W.
That is right.
Yeah, I'll be going.
That is right. Oh, nice.
I'm going to be there.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, maybe I'll see you.
Yeah, you're going to be there?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Going to hit that up.
I have a long line of things Thursday, but I'll be there probably at the end of the night.
Yeah, I'm going to head over there, check it out. No, they do a lot. You do, because it's especially, look what you're doing. You're helping society. First of all, you're helping yourself get rid of excess baggage, because it is baggage. It's taking up space.
And like I said, when if you think like a European, I mean, everything in Europe is small, quaint, simple. They live so differently. I mean, they have impeccable style, but they don't need like 50 things in their closet. It's all about the right fit and the right things. And I think, you know, if anything, I always suggest get a couple things that fit impeccably well and then get a tailor.
Quality. Yeah. No, it's all about quality. It's not a quantity thing. If you're a billionaire, whatever, you can have, or Emile DeMarcos, you have like a quadrillion pairs of shoes. She likes shoes. But you like shoes.
I love shoes.
Yeah. I love ladies' shoes, too.
My God. You have a foot fetish?
We're not talking feet, but we're talking, I love shoes. They could be the most creative. Right?
No, they are
fun. You could
get
creative, especially out here.
Oh, yeah.
Colors and... always liked
the weather's always
great.
Well,
my mother was a big fashion. She was a big dancer. She used to wear the clogs, like the real high ones back in the 60s. You were high with. I mean, they were like gigantic back then.
No, I know what you're talking about.
She used to keep all these shoes. I remember when she like had to give some away. She didn't know. I'm like, what are you kidding me? Those are like, you know, vintage.
Yeah.
Should be in these stores over here.
Exactly.
And you could find some really good quality. But the thing is, that's the second part of it. It's the purging and the getting ready. But then the second part is... now you have to go out and fill the gaps.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And that's where you come in, too. It's
exactly.
Like, let's go fill the gaps, because you do need it. This, look what I'm wearing from 5 years ago. She bought this. I'm wearing it on my wrist.
Look at that.
It's a leather band.
That's so funny. I just got one like that for my boyfriend in Spain.
No kidding. Spanish leather.
Yeah.
Man, I should have told me.
I know.
No, it's a cool band.
It's all about accessorizing.
Yeah. I think I told you the last time you stopped over. I said I was over at the LA Fashion Show, the great time up beginning of the year, February, March, right?
I went up there. Fashion Week is next week in LA, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I got stopped, and they're like, wow, I like your fat. I had on the suit. I kind of was wearing the suit pants because we bought a Xenia suit together.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there's definitely a need, I believe, for your services.
There is. Like I said, I do everything. So it's like purging what you have and then trying to fill it up with the right kind of pieces. And I think in general, like in LA, people always fall into that trap of like, you know, women loving like those high-waisted shorts and all these things. And you're like, this doesn't look good on you. So it's about finding your style, like what works for you, not what is popular.
No. And their girlfriend's just nodding their head saying,
get it. And they walk out and they look like hot messes. It's also dressing for your age, although everyone, this place is the city of eternal youth. But, you know.
Nobody's over 30 here.
No.
No.
Not at all.
No. When they're 60, they're not over 30.
No, no. Their face looks 40.
Their face looks 40. That's very popular. I wonder where we are.
Oh, man.
No, that's... So what about the... Speaking of which, image consulting, because that's another part of it, too. So you work with, like I would say, you know, when I would say normal people, but you work with celebrities. I work with
like, up-and-coming actors and such, too, that it's about creating your brand. So it's like, how do you want to be perceived? What is your go-to pieces? You know, people create brands, and that's definitely image. I mean, look at an individual like a Sierra, for example. You know, she's kind of like that hip hop girl. She kind of started off kind of like Homie G-ish, shall I say, and now she's like the couture queen, because she's really changed her image and put herself in really nice, elegant pieces and shows off her femininity. So, you know, someone like that, you know, versus someone who's like a Jessica Alba, she really has an image. You know, she's gorgeous, number one, but she really picks well-tailored pieces for her, and you can kind of see, like, she's a mom, but she's still youthful, so it's that image. So it's like I work with a lot of people like that.
No, it's important, and especially in this part of the world. But do you have clients all over? Do you have clients, or is this
Well, I have clients in LA, Chicago, San Francisco. That's probably my go-to places.
Do you go there too?
I do
things on Skype. I know you take pictures, you text pictures.
I do the Skype thing, and I can't tell you how many times people send me pictures. They're like, hey, does this work? Should I buy this?
And I'm like, no. And you just know because you've been.
But I do Skype consultations. So someone that, you know, that's in New York and they have a job interview and they're not sure if the fit's right or something and they want to go through what they're going to wear, you know, you can Skype me. We can work it out.
Work it out.
Yeah. That's good.
And now, what about people who might say, well, you know, I'm conservative. I don't really want to stay, you know, current. A lot of women, they're kind of stuck a little bit. Are they going to be nervous? Because you're...
No, you know what? I think it's like... With being in sales or being in any other field, you have to be a chameleon. So I know what it's like to work with different personalities as someone that's a little bit more open and someone's a little bit more conservative. So it's about finding, you know, understanding what their style is. And I always do a style assessment and questionnaire because I want to understand, like, what this person wants to look like, what do they see themselves as, and then look at it from that aspect. But, you know, I actually get a compliment from all clients from every range saying that it was really fun and that it's not as stressful as they think it is.
No, it is. We went shopping that time and then you do. Like, what she doesn't do is push you in the direction. Like, you know, I remember the time it was the sneakers, the Chuck Taylors without the laces were going on.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're not going to go in a direction if you think you're not going to wear it.
I'm not going to dare to waste your time. And the thing is, it's like a lot of times people think that it's going to cost a lot of money. I go everywhere from, you know, get your basics at Target to go into Barney's. So I'm like, I'm flexible. I go everywhere for every client. So whatever's in your price range, I'm here to work with you.
Yeah, there's no doubt. You know all the stores and you've been there and you kind of know. And that's what you also do. You sort of can go in it for guys out there. If you don't have a lot of time, what you need is, well, you need that first part. You need the assessment. I think you really need to take an inventory of A, what you have, B, what you need, come up with a
game plan.
And then, you know, you got to do it. I do get that. You got to sort of pull the trigger and know that you're doing this for a good reason. And then you're kind of excited, you know, because most guys, they don't get to go excited to go shopping. Yeah, women, they do. You know, like a new piece, a new red blouse will make them feel good. Yeah,
and the thing with shopping is, and how I like to approach it is that someone that comes in, I will go shopping for them in advance. Once we have their list of what they need, I'll go and pull everything and set it up for them. So they're basically walking in like VIP service and then they just try it.
Ooh, celebrity style.
That's how we roll.
Get the security guards out. Quiet on set.
Quiet on set.
Quiet on stars coming in. No, you swoosh in, you try on the clothes, boom, you're out of there.
Yeah.
No, it's definitely something that, and then, you know, every so often, I mean, there's no doubt, you probably work with folks on a regular basis, then sometimes you do every so often, you come back in. I mean, because a lot of guys, especially, I don't know, I guess women are always shopping, especially celebrities, right? They have to wear, because they can't wear the same thing twice, can they?
Well, that's where, if they style it differently, but it's usually, celebrities have the fortunate advantage of pulling from PR, pulling from, you know, a PR house or a fashion house.
Oh, I see.
So they're able to borrow.
So they borrow these, often. You know, Gucci gowns and whatnot. Really?
Yeah, they have to buy it and then they return. Sometimes it's gifted.
To be seen. But, or if they have a deal with them.
Yeah.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Like Jennifer Lawrence, for example. Last year on the red carpet, she wore all Dior because she's the Dior model.
And you don't think she's anybody, but if you went through her closet, she's probably got the jeans and the boot. No.
Oh, for sure. She's probably a jeans and t-shirt girl, but, you know, working for Dior, she's Dior'd up.
I see.
Yeah.
And she just borrows those.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about that?
They make it for her. They make it for her.
Don't you wish you could just borrow clothes, ladies? Even the gents, I'd like. But imagine if you could go to Barney's and just shop for the day, borrow it, and bring it back next day.
That's why you need a stylist.
You need a stylist.
I'll do it for you.
Ooh. That's a lot of fun. So you really like what you do?
I love it. I really truly believe that I'm helping people change their life. That's the most important thing to me. I have to, and that's the difference between doing it for, you know, just celebrity red carpet and doing it for someone that you're like changing their life. It's a really, putting on a dress on a celebrity on a photo shoot, it's like, okay. But, right. You know, helping someone like you kind of realize your inner beauty. Although you kind of feel like I know
you got to package
but, you know,
it right.
Like,
yeah, no, you have to package it right. No, there's no doubt. And especially if you're changing. That's what I did.
Oh,
I evolved
yeah.
from one market to another. Mm-hmm. Wanted to change my style. Keep kind of tweaking it. You know, it's kind of where we are. And that's something that you need to do. And what she's saying, I believe that. Changing your life is about what's happening on the inside. It's about how you feel, right?
Absolutely.
And there's no doubt. You're putting on nice clothes. That's why I could never understand. My father was like, I got to give a shout out to my old man who... You know, we didn't have a lot of clothes. I had one pair of shoes, one pair of things. You know, we wore it, but he had the nicest. You know, I had the nice pants, a couple silk shirts. When I started, you know, stuff fell off the truck, whatnot. But, you know, that's back in the day. I don't know if there's a lot falling off the truck at the stores you go to. But, no, it's looking your best. You know, hey, you go outside, you get hit by a bus, you got to look good.
Exactly. I say, it's one of my quotes, it's like fashion is about the clothes, but personal style is about the confidence.
Exactly. And that's where the confidence comes in. You want to be confident. You want to feel good. You want to put your best smile out to the universe at all times.
Absolutely.
Why not?
I have one thing to add. I know it's kind of off note, but if you're in LA this evening and you would like to give back, I mean, ALS has been a big, big talk this year with the Ice Bucket Challenge, but a girlfriend of mine, Amy Paffrath, you might know her from the TV show Dating Naked. She's the host.
Oh, yeah.
But she's hosting ALS fundraiser tonight at the Mint in Hollywood.
Yeah, that's a cool bar.
Very cool venue. And she's having a lot of different people from like Nashville and High School Musical and a lot of her and her husband's crew performing. It's a fundraiser. And if you want to win a style package with me, I'm actually donating it for the silent auction.
Ooh.
So you can... You know, give back and then like possibly that. Win a 4-hour session with me worth about $550.
Oof.
I know.
Check it out.
So
that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, starts tonight at 6:30. I'll be there helping and entertaining. So
go there.
So come.
Meet Melissa Chatain. Hey, and if you want to go check her out, it's at Chatain, Chataigne style or cstylestudio.com. And, you know, Melissa, when we wrap up the show, we go what's called a fast five.
Ooh.
Okay. So you get five quick questions. We're going to wrap it up here.
Okay.
Yeah, this is good.
Oh, I'm nervous.
So number one, get a taste of your personality, chocolate or vanilla ice cream?
Vanilla. I actually hate chocolate.
Really?
Despite being so chocolatey myself.
Look at that. I'm a vanilla. I like that. Vanilla.
Vanilla all the way.
Oh, that's a nice combination.
Yeah.
Number two, tropical island or New York City? Come on, I know this one.
You know, it's so funny. Tropical's boring after a while. I'm a city girl.
Of course. New York City.
I'm
like, how could you not?
I mean, actually, I prefer London, but you know.
Well, that's not the choice here.
Oh, okay.
New York City. Hey, that's my second love now. It was my first. I got bumped. No, number three, ancient Rome or the Wild West?
Ancient Rome.
Of course.
Beautiful architecture.
Yeah,
I was just in San Sebastian, Spain, which is
amazing.
Architecture. The food.
Amazing. Nice. Number four, tearjerker or action thriller?
I'd rather go with action thriller, but really like a Godfather flick or like a mafia movie. That's more or less my thing. I know that's not a choice, but I break the rules.
Look
so.
At that.
Yeah. Mafiosa. Tearjerker is boring.
Yeah.
I hate The Notebook.
We're not going to get into that. That was a great movie, though. We're not going to get into that. All right, number five, candlelight dinner or picnic in the park?
Picnic in the park or picnic on the beach, which is my favorite thing to do. in LA.
Picnic on the beach. Well, there you go. That's check park, out the, yeah. the magazine. You'll get reminisced with those ladies on the front cover. No, that was a lot of fun. So, hey, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me. This was so fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So check out Melissa. You know where to find her. And yeah, you guys, if you want to tune in for tomorrow's show, right, get some laughs for Wacky Wednesdays. We got Shannon D. Lewis coming in. She's going to be a riot. And yeah, you know, learn more about me. The archives, we know where to find those. It's latalkradio.com/tola.php. Yeah, you know my website, richtola.com. And because that's the deal. I'm Rich Tola. And remember, dreams do come true. But hey, what do I know?
You're listening to Tola Talks with Rich Tola, right here on LA Talk Radio.